Hello and welcome to another edition of the TeachNet podcast. You're all very welcome. We're going to be talking today about the Computer Education Society of Ireland, commonly known as CESI. And with me in the studio, I have Adrian Webb and Anne McMurrow. And during the show today, we'll talk about what CESI is, what it does, who it's for, and in particular about the forthcoming annual conference to be held in Portlaoise. Adrian, I'm going to ask you a little bit about what is the Computer Education Society of Ireland and who is it for?
Okay, good evening. Computer Education Society of Ireland has been around since 1973, and early on in its establishment it was seen to be for normal teacher. Technology in the classroom, how it works for you and me. The changes that has been against is that society now uses technology broadly, but the area of education is quite a niche area. And teachers need help and assistance, so it's colleagues helping colleagues to implement what they want to do with technology in the classroom.
I think that's very pertinent. And in fact, now with new funding in schools and teachers going to have a minimum specification, it becomes more relevant as to how do we use this technology in our teaching. And I think this is where this CESI has a big role to play. I'm going to ask you, how do you get involved in CESI if you're a teacher?
Well, if you're a teacher, the best way to do it is to look at our website, www.cesi.ie. You can have an overview there of what we're about. There's records of past conferences with details and elements of speeches and various presentations that were given. We've also, over the last year and a half, been rebuilding the site, and we have a DigiTeach article, which is basically a platform for really anybody in education who has something to share with colleagues, whether that be at the high end or at any end of technology. Sometimes it can be for letting off steam about certain areas, but basically it's up to you, it's for you, and it's to share with people around the place.
I'll ask Anne to come in on the discussion now and tell us a little bit about what does CESI do during the year?
Hi, Cliff. Well, CESI works very, very, very hard all throughout the year. Apart from the work that Adrian mentioned, the online activities such as the forum and the DigiTeach articles, there are CESI meets around the country at different times of the year in different locations. These CESI meets are an informal way of teachers getting together to discuss the work that they're doing in the classroom and to share ideas and to do it within the context of a social environment. It's very, very friendly and informal and really, really helpful for teachers.
I think it's important to stress that this is not for the teachers who are tech savvy per se. This is for everybody who wants to learn anything about using technology in their teaching. So I think it's important that we encourage the reticent or reluctant teacher or somebody who's just new to this area. There's nothing to be afraid of when you come. Tell us a little bit about what happens at a CESI meet, Anne.
Okay, well, at a CESI meet, there are a number of different presentations. They're very short presentations, maybe 2 or 5 minutes in length. And then there are soapbox presentations where the big group can split up into smaller groups and hear different presentations by people on all sorts of different topics, such as research that's being done in education, new technologies that are being introduced at the three different levels of education. And then the work can be shared between teachers and ideas can be taken back to the classroom and implemented at different levels.
Yes. Adrian, the last CESI meet was held here in the Digital Hub not so long ago, and I think there was a great buzz about that. The sessions at this, what were they? Were they very lengthy?
No, as Anne has said, 2 minutes, 5 minutes and 15 minutes, it sounds like a big task to ask somebody to give a 2 minute presentation. After all, what on earth could you learn? But it is amazing what you do because people feel that they tailor then what they're going to present. So we learned about smart pens, we learned about various pieces of software. Older teachers, in fact, presented using technology in their classroom, such as a Wii. And I think it's very encouraging for people who attend to see that this is across the age groups. There is a general perception out there that the tech-savvy people are the younger people and the technophobes are the older folks, but are the older teachers. Mm. But in point of fact, when you get down to it, it really is across the ages, and I think that can be encouraging too. Can I just say, the SESI Meet is a form that we're playing with at the moment. We've had two, we're on to our third. It's something we would like to see happening more around the country, and we've moved away from kind of the idea of a branch structure and branches hosting events. Basically, if somebody is interested in hosting, whether it's a SESI Meet or a session on a particular piece of software or help for anything in the classroom, all they have to do is to contact SESI, and that we can put, we know the structures that are in place and we can support them in doing it. So anybody out there who might think they'd like to do a SESI meet in their local area, don't hesitate to contact us through our website.
That's a great idea, because you know, SESI is a national initiative. It's not based in Dublin. It can be held anywhere. And that brings us then to this year's annual conference, which won't be in Dublin. And Anne, can you tell me a little bit about, well, first of all, when and where will the annual conference take place?
Okay, this year the annual conference is taking place in Portlaoise. And the reason for that is to facilitate as many teachers as possible around the country. The dates for the annual conference are Friday the 5th of February, and that's an evening event. It's a SESI Meet event. And then Saturday the 6th of February is an all-day event, which will run from about 9 until 5. The Friday event will be quite, again, semi-formal, and there will be a number of presentations, again, 2-minute, 5-minute and the 15-minute soapbox presentations. And then the Saturday all-day event will start with our keynote speaker, who is Joe Dale. He's a leading practitioner in the area of ICT and modern foreign languages, and he's an award-winning blogger in education.
And, well, it's in Portlaoise, but where in Portlaoise will this take place?
Okay, on the Friday evening, the event will take place in the Heritage Hotel in Portlaoise, and then on Saturday, it will take place in Portlaoise College, which is almost beside the hotel, within walking distance.
And if anybody wants to come to this, how do they go about registering for the conference?
Okay, the best way I would suggest would be to visit the website at www.cesi.ie, and there all of the details on the conference can be found in just 2 or 3 minutes. The teacher can register for the conference and pay for it in advance, but they can also pay for it on the day as well.
And it's not necessary to attend on both the Friday and the Saturday. If somebody wanted to come along on the Friday only or the Saturday only, that's possible, I take it, is it?
Yeah. A teacher can come along on the Friday evening, or they can come along on the Saturday, or we have a combined price for the Friday evening and the Saturday. And it will also include refreshments on the Friday and lovely lunch on the Saturday.
Very good. And I presume, like, if you don't want to register online, could you just show up on the day?
Yes, you can just show up on the day, or you can send in your registration details by post.
Excellent. Adrian, can you tell me a little bit about the conference programme then? What can these teachers who are going to flock to Portlaoise expect?
Well, if I could start off maybe by describing some of our thought processes when we put this programme together. We're very aware that we deal with first, second and third level. And so what we've tried to do across our sessions is to have sessions that would be attractive to each of those different levels within the education sector. The people who present are classroom practitioners by and large, and we feel that this is very important because they're talking out their own experience. If I could give you an example of some of the titles that
yes.
we have running on the day, one of the first ones that we have is the potential use of social software in rural Irish schools, which I think is a fascinating idea.
Indeed.
We have Dahi Omarku on Why Teach, I Teach. We have comments about the rollout of Scratch, the national rollout of Scratch. Now, the way it works is that we have presentations, but we also have workshops.
Mm.
And for this year, we actually have 23 presentations. Now, there's a wealth of riches for somebody to choose from, along with 6 workshops to work on the day. the workshops would include things like practical I have the name here and I'm not seeing it properly. Mm. It's a practical virtual worlds in education. Can students from Irish schools use it? Things like GeoBreath and other things like Crazy Talk, which again sounds very interesting.
Yes, I'm giving one of these workshops myself.
Would you like to hear more about it?
Yeah, my workshop is going to be for about 90 minutes and I plan to aim it specifically at teachers who want to get some idea about how to use technology in their teaching. Reluctant teachers or teachers who are new to this, who've just got some new equipment and they're a little bit at sea, wondering where can I go, what can I do? And my workshop will focus on using digital photography to teach, and it'll also look at, you have mentioned Scratch. Now, I have an interest in Scratch as a little programming language for primary school children, and we're going to have a little look at that, an introduction to it. And we're also perhaps in my workshop going to look at a couple of Web 2.0 applications which are free and very easy to use but yet very rewarding for a teacher and the children in the classroom. That's a little plug for my own workshop. And there'll be lots of other ones as well.
If I can take you up on the point about it being for people who are starting out, I think one of the things sometimes people feel about SESI is that, as you say, it's for the people who are very proficient, who know all the hardware rules, who can speak the language, and it can be extremely off-putting. But like that, we're talking practitioners in the classroom. You can go back on Monday to your classroom with a new idea that you can work on, and I think that's very much part of what we talk about at SESI.
Indeed. And Anne, I presume like when SESI is over that and people have been at all these great workshops and have heard all these wonderful things, can they access any of this again?
Yes, the information will be available to access on the internet. And we have, again, teachers who work on keeping that information up to date. So even as Adrian mentioned earlier on, DigiTeach articles, many times after the conferences and the SESI meets, teachers write articles for the DigiTeach for SESI on the website. And even within those articles, there are a number of links and teachers can follow through the links and continue to learn online.
Yeah. Now, I see Dr. Conor Galvin's name mentioned on the programme. What's he going to be doing?
Yes, Conor is giving the capstone speech. He's going to be finishing the conference. And Conor is a lecturer and researcher at UCD School of Education. He's also the former SESI chairman, and he was a member of the Minister's Strategy Group, which produced the report on using ICT in the classroom. I believe he's planning to talk a little bit about what's happening in schools in the use of ICT since the publication last year of the strategy report. And I would say it's going to be extremely interesting and very, very entertaining.
Yes, Conor is indeed a joy to listen to. So I think we've covered pretty well everything about this conference, just to encourage our listeners to attend and maybe tell other teachers about this wonderful event that's happening on the 5th and 6th of February in Portlaoise, the Heritage Hotel on Friday. And where again is it on the Saturday?
Portlaoise College.
Excellent.
And in terms of a green environment, you can get there by train.
Oh, wow. A very central location as well. So if you're living in any part of the country and the weather has all cleared up now, there's no excuse not to be in Portlaoise that weekend. Thank you very much, Adrian and Anne, and we look forward to seeing our listeners in Portlaoise.